What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is Jabari Smith a bargain or disappointment? Get to that here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos playing all the good hits. I mean, it's Friday after all. Come on. We got to get in the mood. Kick off your weekend, right?
Get your back up off the wall.
That's the best line of the whole song.
Get your back up off the wall.
That's a great song. Should have known. You can always text the show 713-572-4610 to join the conversation. Should have known as we were talking last segment about the Happy Gilmore hockey stick putters. Should have known that if anyone would already have one, it'd be T. Mill, who texted us during the commercial to show his off.
A picture.
Yeah. I would like to know what type of random stuff he has.
Oh, he's got the most.
Because I know he got one of the chairs from the Astrodome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So I wonder what type of little stuff like that he has.
Yep, he's the master of that. There's no question about it.
By the way, that does remind me. I meant to bring this up now that we're talking about Tyler. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the bit of a conspiracy, an investigation that was going on around here.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to figure out who has been leaving all the coffee mugs in that other studio.
Oh, yeah. He did text me about that. I want to say it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really? A couple weeks ago? Well, yeah. Apparently he finished his investigation, brought it on air yesterday. Do you know who he thinks is the guilty party?
I don't.
John Lopez.
Really?
Oh, hell no.
Really? What's funny is
every day.
What's funny is he hit me up about it, and he pretty much asked about you.
Really?
And I was like, nah, I don't think he'd be doing stuff like that. I barely see him with a cup.
This is the cup I bring every day with my coffee in it. It's the beautiful Yeti that I got from my son and daughter-in-law. I don't even touch those coffee cups.
Yeah, like I could tell you exactly what happened. He said, is Lopez the one that leave the coffee cups around the prep studio all the time? And he was getting ready for his turd list.
Yeah.
And I said, you got my vote for whoever it is, but I don't think it's Lopez. He usually bring his own cup.
Yeah.
So I defended you, man.
Good witness. Thank you, Figgy. You know, you find out who your real friends are in moments like this.
And he still ignored that and blamed John anyways.
He still blamed me, by the way. Yeah.
He probably don't trust me. He's like, nah, he's part of that show.
So yeah, it's a conspiracy.
He said, I saw this guy on the corner of an SVU episode selling drugs. I can't trust
him. Dead guy number two.
Yeah.
So who is it?
He said you.
It's not me.
He was between two names.
100% it's not me. I showed everybody on the Twitch and YouTube streams. I bring my coffee in this cup every day.
He settled on you, but the other name he brought up, and I don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
Go ahead.
More than I already have, I guess.
Yeah.
But he said Bajani was his other one that he ended up choosing you over him.
See, I'm not here when they're prepping for the night show.
Yeah.
I
think it might be a safer bet.
Bajani?
Yeah. I'm not going to blame anybody.
Does it have spit in it?
Or tobacco.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
I don't know. Gonna have to ask Tyler and his investigator.
Well, I can tell you it's not Figgy. It's not Reggie. It's not Luke. It's not me. And I guess it's not the afternoon guys, because he would know that. So it's either Sean.
Sean usually has his own thing too.
Yeah,
he's got his Whataburger one.
Yeah, I don't see anybody from these shows with like an actual coffee mug.
It might be Bajani.
Might be.
Or PC.
True.
Mm-hmm. Now here's the other thing. Could be a producer.
That could be true. At one point, it's funny when Tyler texts me. At one point, it was a whole bunch of glasses in here. Mm-hmm. It was like 8 glasses in here. I'm like, who is getting all of this water and just leaving the glass right here?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. It could be a producer.
I feel offended.
Well, Tyler has reached out and said he might change his mind. We'll have to wait and see later
might.
On this
so
afternoon,
right,
I guess.
So right now,
it's still Lopez.
It's still me?
He might change his mind.
I literally just showed you. I haven't touched those cups in...
Hey, you don't need a lawyer, buddy.
Dang,
all right,
years.
I was trying to build a tease, keep people around. He said he will change things. He will correct this
issue.
Is
the turd list today?
No, yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday.
That's why, yeah.
Okay,
Lopez was bronze, I think.
I want a full retraction. I want a written retraction.
You need to hire a lawyer.
I might.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Who's leaving those mugs around here? Gotta get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Is Jabari Smith a bargain or a disappointment? So the reason why I bring this up is because if you go back to that 2022 draft night and you look at the first three players taken, we know Jabari Smith got his extension for $125 million, and then this week you get Banchero, who was taken first overall in the draft. He signed a contract getting $239 million. Then you get Chet Holmgren, who was taken second, the two guys taken ahead of Jabari Smith. And Holmgren, he signed a contract worth $250 million. And then, of course, you get to Jabari Smith, who was selected third. He just got his extension that was half the money of those other two guys. And, you know, it's based in part, of course, off of performance. So, with what we've seen, what we know, with these contracts, Jabari Smith, 5 years, $125 million, would you consider that a bargain? That, yeah, he's not on the level of Paolo and Chet, but you also don't have to give that much money? Or would you view him as a disappointment in that he hasn't developed yet into the guys like Paolo and Chet?
Got to be honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you ain't got to be honest,
I'm
man.
Always honest, except when I said that. Anyway... Yeah, a little bit of a disappointment.
Ooh.
I mean, why would you not say that? We know the potential. Mm-hmm. We know the flashes that we've seen. But we're talking about, you know, and I think, you know, the person who's most disappointed here is Jabari Smith Jr. I mean, considering the money that's been flying around here and, you know, what guys taken right ahead of him, you know, are making, you know, I mean, Banchero is averaging 26 points a game.
Yeah, he's good.
That's big time. That is big, big time. And that's not what he's doing. Third overall pick behind those two guys? Is that harsh? Am I wrong?
No, I think where how the Rockets are set up right now, I think it works out perfect where I wouldn't look at that as a disappointment. Now, if the Rockets were still bad and never made the playoffs and all this other stuff,
mm-hmm.
then I would look at it as a disappointment. But I think right now, I think it fits. I think it worked out really perfectly because now you're not spending a whole boatload of money on one guy. And then, you know, you got KD and you got all these pieces around. Now, I think it kind of worked out for the best.
I agree, which is where it gets complicated for me. If we were to compare him to the two guys taken ahead of him or even compare him to maybe other number three picks or what you would expect from a number three pick overall, I would say disappointment. You know, he's averaging 12 points per game for his career 3 years in. I think you want a little more from your number three pick. However, to Figgy's point, with that said, I think it's worked out better in that it fits in. You don't want to have to devote $250 million to him right now with this team. Like, the Thunder have just spent 70% of their salary cap on those three young guys they have. And it's great to keep those three players around, and they just won a championship, but it could be tough to build around those guys moving forward, where Jabari, because of his role, you didn't have to pay him as much as those other players. That's where it almost becomes, maybe not a bargain, but it becomes the right fit for this roster and how this team's currently constructed. So I guess I'm kind of on the fence. Yes, I would say disappointment compared to his draft status or the other, you know, his peers ahead of him. However, I almost prefer where he is because of how he fits into the team than if you had to worry about a Banchero while also trying to sneak in a Durant. I guess Banchero would be your Durant, but I like the situation the Rockets are in now, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and it seemed like he got room to grow, too.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this is his ceiling right here.
That's true.
I think he got some room to grow, and it's not a lot of pressure on him either.
Yeah.
I feel like we got other people on the team that could take that load off. And meanwhile, I feel like the other players had way more on their shoulders than Jabari Smith.
I guess the way I'm looking at it is is it good for the team? Is it good? Is he done developing? It's absolutely been good for the team. The team is fine, and he's playing a specific role. But I'm looking at just him as the number three pick. You know, if you're just judging the pick, you know, mm-hmm. as a player, I think you have to say it's somewhat of a disappointment. Not horrible. And again, he's developing. The book is not written. You know, it's not, oh, bust or anything. I mean, not even close.
No.
He could be a multi-time all-star. And I think the potential is there for things like that. I'm just saying right now, pick number three as a player, what's he averaging, 12 points a game? It's somewhat of a disappointment. It has nothing to do with how the team's doing, how he fits in with the team, where he's going, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, if you compare him to the other two that was took.
Right, just as that as a player in that spot.
I could agree with that.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Or even just expectation. Like when you're picking third in the draft, is the expectation like, he'll be a 12-point-per-game scorer for us, right? I think you expect a little more from that slot in the draft. Banchero, as you said, scoring twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
Holmgren does a few different things, but he's scoring more as well. So, yeah, just in that sense, I do agree. It's a disappointment. However, the positive spin is, well, it's kind of worked out for the, you know, he kind of fits in well with this mm-hmm. team, and you don't have to overpay, and it works with the current roster construction.
Yeah. Do y'all feel like Jalen Green was a disappointment?
Oh, that's an interesting – that's a great question, actually. That's a great question.
Because I don't really look at him as a disappointment, man. I thought he was going to be way better, but I thought he was solid. I just think for where the Rockets wanted to go, I think you needed somebody else, and he was the one you had to get rid of.
I really like that question because second pick overall.
Yeah.
And you're only here 4 years?
It was a lot. I mean,
see, to me, the timeline, if you're the number two overall pick, even if you're averaging 21 points a game as he is, as he did this past season, you got to be 7-8 years with that team, at least.
I'm trying to think. Who else was in that draft? Well, it was obvious the guy from Detroit who went ahead of him. But I was trying to think people in that class.
You had Cade Cunningham,
Jalen Green, and then Evan Mobley, Scotty Barnes, Jalen Suggs, top five, Josh Giddey. Jonathan Kuminga.
Honestly, if you look at the guys around there, just Cade and maybe and Evan Mobley,
mm-hmm.
you could probably have that same argument, John, that you was just having with.
Like as a pick, as a
player. If you compare those, you could probably have that same type of argument.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jalen Green was a disappointment. But I think almost more so because of what happened after the draft. I mean, obviously, he started it with, like, the G League, and there was still that development. But then this expectation that I think was almost unfairly put on him mm-hmm. of being the guy, and he's just not that guy. And so he didn't live up to those expectations, and it came crashing down in the playoffs this past year. So I think because of that, how things played out in Houston, a lot of people thought he was going to be the star, and he's just – that's not him. I think in that regard, it certainly was a disappointing tenure, and that's why they had to go out and get a Kevin Durant instead of being able to rely on Jalen Green. So I do view him as a disappointment.
I forgot that Franz Wagner went number 8.
Yeah. It was actually not a bad draft.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a good player. Yeah. He's a really good player.
A lot of times
Shengun.
Yep, true.
Yeah.
You look back at these drafts a lot of times, and I'm like, you know, whatever. That was it. Jalen Williams went 12th in that draft.
It wasn't a bad draft.
No, mm-hmm. it was pretty good. So far, pretty good. So anyways, is Jabari Smith a disappointment or is he considered a bargain? A lot of people are already saying Chet Holmgren is overrated or overpaid. I could sort of get behind that as well.
I'm kind of curious how OKC going to go after this, man, because that's a lot of money for three dudes. I feel like they're going to look like the Boston Celtics in like 2 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think you could be right.
But they do have a lot of – I think they still have a lot of draft picks. But
they do.
I don't think Holmgren is overrated just because of what he can do defensively as well and the presence and fitting in that. And that's the biggest part of it, you know, fitting with that team, you know.
832 says Jabari was stifled by Jalen Green. So now
that maybe. Like I said, the book is not written.
No.
You know, but if we're asking today.
Yeah, it could look like a Nico Collins type of deal you know, he got paid, you know, for a good price, and then he just take off the next year.
But he's seeing these salaries and he's going, dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
Couple people said you can't compare him to the guys taken before him. You have to care. But it's not like he was the 12th pick and we're comparing him to. I mean, he was right there, the number three, and was kind of a
lottery
draft.
Pick.
Yeah. And also, you know, I mean, come on. People do it. I'm the third son. You don't think my parents are disappointed in me that I didn't live up to my brothers before me?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. They tell me every day. I'm kidding. But you can let us know. On the text line, 713-572-4610. Disappointment or bargain? Jabari Smith, as his contract was half of what Paolo and Chet got, the two guys drafted ahead of him. There's also some interesting sound. We'll save it for probably maybe at this point after the weekend about the Rockets and some high hopes for this team. But right now, Jabari Smith, bargain or disappointment? You can text the show. By the way, Team Mill also said Bajani confessed to him last night that Bajani is the one leaving the coffee mugs behind. He also laughed his ass off that John got blamed for it. So
that's not a full written apology.
Still waiting on that.
Yes.
Get to writing. And last thing I'll reference before we head to break here. Jalen Green was a total disappointment. Why are you hesitating from the 713 going on and on with more information, more details? But yeah. Coming up, time for our lunchtime confessions. We got some things to get off our chest, and we'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, you got to hear me out on this.
Oh, boy. As soon as somebody say, hear me out on this.
So, I'm not saying I'm getting a divorce.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying I think I have grounds for a divorce. So, yesterday, making the bed, wash the sheets and all that stuff, making the bed. And my wife says, just for real casually, like, you know, I took out the trash or something. She goes, oh, I threw away your pillow.
Oh, no.
You mean that dirty, nasty pillow you've been holding on for years?
That's beside the point.
For 20 years. Man, that pillow old as me.
I've had that pillow for over 20 years. And it's a feather pillow that I've built a relationship with and I use every night and I love. She threw away the pillow without telling me. Yeah. Without telling me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's like, I know that there are some heinous things that people do in marriages and they lead to, you know, breakups. But of all the heinous things you can think of in my house, number one is throw away my pillow without telling me. You can have your adultery.
Just leave the pillow
just
behind.
Just leave the pillow. Dude.
Man, I will have your back on this one, though. She should have told you.
Yes.
She should have gave you the option, and not even a real option, just, hey, John.
It's time or something.
You got to throw this pillow out and make you do it.
She's done that for several years.
Yeah. Maybe that's why she just went on and did it.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about my now departed pillow before on this show, and I will grant that it has a few stains on each side from, you know, oils and such in your skin that over the years.
Oils and such.
I've had it for 20 years, but it's your pillow. Your pillow. Think about that. Whether it's 1 year or 20 years in this case.
Is it still a good pillow? It's got to be like so flat and depleted by now. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. It was the best probably 18 years ago. By now, it's just like you're sleeping on the mattress. That thing's got to be so flattened.
So I want our listeners to weigh in on this. Set aside if you can that I had this pillow for more than 20 years and it has some stains on it and it's flat and the feathers are all popping through the cover. And occasionally I have to put two pillowcases on it. Sometimes, sometimes three, so the feathers don't prick you in the face when you're sleeping. Set that aside if you can.
Yeah, of course.
But throwing away the pillow without telling someone.
No, I'm with you on that. It sounds like it was not a great pillow at this point in life, but I'm 100% with you. You can't throw away somebody else's things without telling them first. 100%. I'm in your corner.
All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on this one, too. Even sometimes my wife be having stuff all around the house, and I'm like, I don't even know what this. I'd be wanting to throw it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm going to set it here for her and let her decide.
Yes, yes. So that's called compassion.
Yeah. Now, you probably wasn't going to decide. You were just going to keep it.
Of course.
But if I was her, I would at least been like, John, I'm throwing this pillow out right now.
Somebody said oils and such.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like Joe Espada trying to explain these injuries.
Yeah. John, you gross. It's not. We washed it. I cleaned it. Like I said, I put two, sometimes three pillowcases on it.
20 years is a long time for a pillow.
That is
though,
a
man.
Really long time. Is your mattress even that old?
Like, oh, we probably got a new mattress.
Yeah, you probably swapped out everything else. Oh, obviously, the sheets, everything. Still got the pillow.
I'm about to Google what happened 20 years ago today. And that's how long you had that pillow.
What happened 20 years ago today? You looking? That's at least that long is how long. Is that pillow more yellow than a canary? Or is it more brown like, you know what?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, someone said throwing the pillow away go to jail.
Jail time.
Yeah.
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 Episode of Frasier, he gives away Martin's chair without telling him. It leads to a big argument.
Oh, that's
said.
Right. I remember that episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said their wife threw away their robe they had since they were 14 without telling them. So you have somebody who can relate.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy about it.
It's her house. Well, there is that.
No, you can't do it without giving a heads up. You can't just throw someone's stuff away.
Mm-hmm. Especially a pillow.
Yeah, especially something that you've had that long or that type of connection to.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got a lot of things I could choose from, I guess. A lot of things I can always get off my chest. I was listening. So not only did I hear John get blamed yesterday for the coffee mugs on the drive yesterday, but I heard them talking about this fruit bracket. Some website put out a bracket just like March Madness for like the best fruit.
Oh, I'm in.
And I have to admit, I guess I was just ignorant or naive. I was very surprised that pineapple did so well. Pineapple's always been my favorite fruit. But honestly, I always thought that was a bit of an outlier and that I was a bit unique in that.
Mm-hmm.
But it got a number one seed in the bracket. And I believe both B. Scott and Ron both said that it would be one of their one seeds as well. And I was like, oh, everyone loves pineapple. For some reason, I've always thought that that's a more unique because of the maybe some of like the tartness, the flavor that it's not such a popular fruit. I guess I was wrong.
Well, the thing about pineapple, I'm all in on this, by the way. The thing about pineapple is it can be very hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you'll eat a pineapple and you're like, ooh, that's way too sour, way too tart. Just like a peach. See, a peach would be a number one seed for me, too. Was a peach up there?
I was going to ask. I have to check. I think a peach. I think it was high up. I don't know if it was a one seed. But I was going to ask you guys what your one seeds would be.
My four brackets? Yep. I would put peach, banana, probably plum. I like peaches and plums so much.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And mango.
Mango is one of mine. I love mango.
I love mango so much.
I like peaches. I like pineapple. I buy pineapple every week.
Mm-hmm. So everyone loves it.
I'm a pineapple guy. Yeah. Grapes. I like grapes. I like a good apple. To be honest, I know apple is just an apple, but. Man, I love a good apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was way out on this thing. I thought pineapple, like I said, was a little more obscure. Everyone seems to love it. It's great. It's my favorite. I think their big debate yesterday was a banana was not a one seed, if I remember correct.
Banana has to be a one seed.
And that's what they got worked up about.
I love bananas.
I hate bananas.
Yeah, I'm not a big banana guy.
I hate bananas.
You can put bananas in anything, look, man.
And I'm out of it. Yeah. Like, no, I just had a drink where it was just like tropical fruit drink with banana. I'm like, nope.
Oh, banana's the best. Banana, peach, plum, and mango.
Yeah, if I want to get a little bougie, I do like the Asian pears. The Asian pears.
Those are really good.
I do like pears.
Those are really good.
I would say watermelon, pineapple, mango, and then I'd probably do strawberry. The fourth one was tough for me. I love grapes.
Yeah.
Probably blueberries. Strawberry. Pretty good.
I'm not on the blueberries.
I like blueberries.
Yeah.
Mm. By the way, 20 years ago today, Facebook was in its early days.
Apparently that pillow was in his early days too.
Yeah.
Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, you had this pillow since Hurricane Katrina, man.
Yeah, Martha Stewart was sentenced to prison.
Oh, wow.
I had this pillow since before Martha Stewart was controversial.
That is crazy.
It was the best. It was the best.
Oh, I just got the fruit bracket, by the way. The one seeds were peach, strawberry, pineapple, and orange. I wouldn't make it a one seed,
but yeah, definitely peach. Peaches are the best. Yeah.
Speaking of fruits and all that stuff, you know, I've been, the last couple, I want to say this might be like week three or week four of me, you know, eating healthier.
Right.
So I've been staying away from the fast foods, been trying to stay away from the sugars. That's pretty tough, especially around here when they bring in cupcakes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I told you I was doing the diet my sister do, who is a bodybuilder.
Right.
And she was doing a diet where she was eating like five meals a day.
Oh, little meals?
Not even. It did not feel like no damn little meals.
Really?
Like, I would have a big breakfast, and then lunch, I was weighing everything on the scale, man. Mm-hmm. She was saying, I just got to get my metabolism.
Going, yeah.
Yeah, going. But I looked up this. Well, I didn't look it up, but somebody posted J.J. Watts. He pretty much got an insane diet.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see what this diet is?
I would love to.
And I got to confess, I think I need to get off of mine after seeing his.
Mm-hmm.
But his first breakfast, this is the first breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating oatmeal and fruit, six eggs, banana, and apple.
Six eggs. Wow.
That's the first breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The second breakfast.
Second breakfast. Who doesn't eat two breakfasts?
Yeah. He's eating four eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Two sliced toast with peanut butter,
mm-hmm,
and two slices of wheat toast with jelly.
That's a lot.
That's the second breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
First lunch. He's eating three chicken breasts wrapped in bacon and whole wheat pasta with a side of broccoli.
Sounds good.
That's the first lunch. The second lunch.
Dang.
Chicken breast with mashed sweet potatoes and steamed carrots.
That's relatively healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the first dinner.
But it's his fourth meal.
Yeah. So this is the first dinner. Lamb chops with pasta, grilled asparagus. That's in my ballpark. Second dinner. Filet with whole wheat pasta, steamed broccoli. And apparently this is over 9,000 calories a day.
And he's lost weight. He's lost weight.
How do you even have enough time in the day to eat, like to sit down for six meals?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's how I feel like I've been eating, to the point I had to dial it back. I'm like, man, I am full.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get full really quick. I'm like, man, I can't eat no more. So I don't know. I might have to ditch this diet, man. I might have to
go with the JJ diet. See how it works out.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's too much, man.
Yeah,
way too much.
By the way, I love that 832 says, John, your confession next week will be, man, I had a great week of sleep. Now that pillow's gone. That's a good text. Hey, when we come back, those are our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. When we come back, Jack McGlynn of the Houston Dynamo will join us next. It's In the Loop. Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig here on In the Loop. You can always text the show 713-572-4610, but we're pleased to head over to the hotline and welcome onto the show Jack McGlynn, a midfielder for the Houston Dynamo, who joins us now here on In the Loop. Jack, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, Jack, look, we've got to start with the lead here, you know, on the national team, Gold Cup. The experience, I'm sure, was something that has been very important to you. Let's just start right there, and then there's all kinds of different ways we can go because World Cup on the way, et cetera. Just from where you guys started and how it ended up, it was a pretty remarkable story.
Yeah, for sure. I think obviously the two friendlies before the tournament didn't go the way we wanted, but I think kind of to bounce back and win five games in the tournament like that, I think it kind of shows the fight we had and the togetherness we had both on and off the field. So it was definitely a great month and learned a lot and can bring that back here now.
And the other thing is, you know, there was not without some level of discussion or controversy or whatever you want to call it, was just, you know, those friendlies you talked about did anything but go the way that people were hoping. And then there was a quick turnaround. What accounted for that and how much of that did you guys hear?
Yeah, obviously you hear it all. You see it on social media. But we kind of knew the talent we had in the room, and we knew that we just had to fight harder. I think in those two games, we definitely could have done more. But as soon as the tournament started, we kind of flipped the switch. And I think everyone saw the fight we had, the togetherness and spirit we had. And we fought our hardest and obviously came up short. But I think we left it all out there.
Take us inside the building there for the championship. Obviously not the outcome that was preferred. But, you know, now that Houston's the new city for you, I watched it from home, wasn't there. But just what was that experience like in terms of the environment, the crowd, even despite the outcome?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. I think there was like 75,000 fans. So to play in games like that, it's definitely huge and it's a great experience. And especially playing here in Houston where I am now, it was such a cool experience to play in a big game like that in the city where I play.
Yeah, and the other thing that was interesting to me, and we always know this, so, you know, I've been around soccer a long, long time. The U.S.-Mexico rivalry is always huge. Mexico takes a lot of pride in taking over a stadium. They did their best to do that again. But that's got to fuel you guys as well, right?
For sure, yeah. Yeah, of course. You kind of want to make a statement in games like that where they probably have a lot more fans than we did. So you want to leave a good impression on those fans and kind of quiet them down, you know, because they make a lot of noise, especially starting the game. So I think we did a good job of that, but ultimately, like I said, came up short.
What about the, for lack of a better way of putting it, the audition factor? Because there were a lot of players expected to be on the national team that were not on this national team, but could well and probably will return and be in the mix for the World Cup. Not that you feel like you have to make an audition, but you guys have to prove a lot out there just to remain in the mix, correct?
For sure. I think every time you put on that jersey, you have to prove something and prove why you're there, you know. It's such an honor every time you get called up and get to step on the field. So, I mean, you just got to give it your all and try to do your best because that's all you can really do. But, yes, for sure, you could say an audition, but I think it's just a proud moment when you put on that jersey.
Speaking of, you know, Houston, a moment ago, you signed that contract extension with the Dynamo. So, first off, congratulations. First year with the Dynamo here in 2025. I mean, what's it been like playing here in Houston, playing for the Dynamo, and, you know, to the point where you feel comfortable signing that extension and being here for a number of years?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I think all the staff here, all the players here have really tried integrating me really well, and it's happened pretty quickly. So I think I've been doing well here so far, and yeah, I'm looking forward to a lot more years and developing here too.
Yeah, I'm glad Luke brought that up because I was watching a video of you sort of assimilating yourself into Texas and Houston. And if I'm not wrong, you went to the Houston Rodeo. there was a prize won, and you chose Mr. Pickle. I'd like to know exactly why you chose Mr. Pickle. And just for the record, We don't eat a lot of ostrich down here, which I know you try. What was that like? And of all the prizes on that board on the midway there, why'd you go with Mr. Pickle?
Yeah, no, I think in the moment it was an in the moment choice. Now he's a statement piece in my apartment.
So, oh, really?
I'm happy with the decision. He's hanging up on one of my shelves. So yeah, I'm happy with it. But yeah, no, it was a cool experience for sure. It's definitely something I've never seen before, being from New York. So it was definitely a welcome to Texas experience for me.
And does ostrich taste like chicken? I have never had it.
Oh, I absolutely did not eat that. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I thought I wasn't sure if you'd eaten that or not.
never.
Yeah, you're from New York. You spent your career in Philly before coming down here to Houston. Has it been? I mean, you went to that the rodeo was within like a month of you arriving, right? Was there a bit of a culture shock to first coming down to Texas?
For sure, yeah. I've only been here probably 2 or 3 days before I actually moved here in my life. So going to the rodeo, I think it was like my third week here, was definitely an experience and a half. But it definitely took some getting used to coming here. But I think now I'm all settled in and I've been performing pretty well and just want to help the team in any way.
Well, and that's the other thing we wanted to mention before we let you go here, because all of a sudden, Dynamo make a little noise in the Western Conference playoff race. You're back. They've had some. There's some new faces since the time you left. What are the prospects there?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think being watching from afar, you know, I just saw the fight the group had in the last couple games, and that kind of inspired me to come back and become a leader here and be one of those guys that brings the fight no matter what. So I think we just got to start all our games off with that, and we have a lot of quality in our locker room to take over games after that.
You guys take on Salt Lake tomorrow, but I do know Philadelphia's on the schedule. What, in 8 days? Your former club? Is there any sort? Does that game mean anything more for you to go up against the former team?
Yeah, it would be nice to kind of see all my old teammates and everything. But I just got to take it as another game, you know, and prepare the same way and try to impact it the same way I want to do in any other game.
Yeah, and I kind of want to wrap this up with going back to how we started. You know, on the national team. The World Cup is such a special, special thing, and I know what it would mean to you and any player to be able to participate, and it being on home ground. I mean, that is pretty incredible. What are your thoughts and hopes in terms of keeping this thing going and getting on the World Cup squad?
Yeah, I definitely hope to be there. You know, I'm going to give everything I physically can to be on that roster, and I know it comes down to my performances both here and if I get called up and any other camps leading up to that. So I know it's going to come down to that, and I'm just going to do everything I physically can to be there and represent the country well.
Jack, we'll let you get out of here on this one. The most important question we'll ask you all day. You've been here in Houston for about 5 months, or at least first came down to start playing soccer here 5 months ago. What's your favorite thing about this area, whether it's a certain type of food, a certain area of the city, off-day activity, whatever it might be? What stands out most so far about your time here?
I'd probably say the food here is really good. Like, I had Texas barbecue a couple of times since I've been here. I brought my family there, and they never had anything like that before. So I'd definitely say the food's amazing here.
So, yeah, you lean towards the barbecue.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah, for sure. He's Jack McGlynn, midfielder for the Houston Dynamo. They're in action tomorrow against Vancouver, starting at 7:30. Tomorrow against Salt Lake, then Vancouver. Tomorrow against Salt Lake, starting at 8:30. Jack, appreciate you joining us and wish you the best of luck here in the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
All righty.
Hey, pleasure's all ours. Jack McGlynn from the Houston Dynamo, who just signed that extension earlier this week. So he'll be here for a few years and returning after the international. But that's always an interesting aspect, as he was talking about, like watching the team from afar, returning back when you lose guys like that. I know hockey has dealt with it with the Olympics, and they, you know, will pause the season and such. But that's such an interesting dynamic where, you know, guys go away for a little bit, come back, rejoin the team, and try to pick up where they left off.
Yeah, and I'm just really, really excited about the World Cup coming here. It literally here to NRG at some point. Even the most casual or not casual, even casual soccer fan, you got to be a part of it. You got to be a part of it somehow. There is nothing. I've been to so many Olympics. I've been to World Cups. There is nothing like a World Cup game in your city. Like, absolutely nothing like it. If you've been to see like U.S. Mexico in the Gold Cup, multiply it times 10. It's just absolutely an incredible environment.
I can imagine. I'm looking forward to it as well. Yeah. And I know they've even been talking about, even just for the stuff, like they're talking about making renovations to the downtown area just to spruce
just for
up,
that.
Yeah, for the World Cup. So not only having that event here, but also what it'll mean for Houston. And it's going to be a crazy few weeks, but it's going to be a lot of fun. So even me, the average casual soccer fan, I'm really looking forward to that event. Really cool that at least in part it will be here.
And on the text board, grounds for divorce started when you were making the bed. I like making the bed. I like folding. I like, of all those little, you know, kind of household chores, I love washing and folding clothes.
Oh, man, I hate
man,
that.
Come over to my house.
I love, I mean, they're like precise. Like, I have to have the corners just right on every shirt, the pants, the crease just right.
Man.
And my bed has to look like, you know, a Marine did it. Mm-hmm. You know, like it has to be like tight and.
Do you make the bed as soon as you get out of it?
No. She actually, I'm talking about like new sheets.
Okay.
Like she. Oh, okay. She actually makes the bed like every morning, like just to make the bed. But like putting new sheets and stuff. I mean, mine is like, you could drop a dime on it, and pop back into your hand.
I'm with you on the sheets. I do try to make my bed every day. My grandmother was a nurse in the hospital, and so she had, you know, back then, and she had to make the beds, and it was all very precise, and then I think that trickled down to my mom and to me. But the clothes thing, my goodness.
I love folding clothes.
I live out of my dryer because I am just so tired. And then when I have to do another load, I just take the clothes out of the dryer, throw it on my bed, do the laundry, and then it just, keeps piling
up. That
would
drive me nuts.
Yeah, I keep mine in the basket.
No. But the wrinkles, you get wrinkles.
I know. You just get it up and iron it.
Or just,
I don't iron. I'll put it in the bathroom while I take a hot shower and hope it.
Or if you want to be lazy, you could just throw it in the dryer
again,
and not the wrinkles out.
See, you're part of the problem. Global warming, man. Climate change. You're part of the problem, Figgy. Just fold them. Just fold them. I love. I'll have to send you guys a picture. Like they have to be like,
dang.
It has to be like at a box out of the cleaners.
Man, there is something.
But that said, I'm not bragging because there are certain things that I just hate doing. You know, around the house.
Yeah, what's number,
I like washing dishes. It's some,
I don't mind that.
There's something sort of
therapeutic,
you know, therapeutic about that. I like folding clothes. I like the sheets on the bed. But, like, some things I just, I don't want to do it. You know, loading and unloading the dishwasher. I like actually washing the dishes, like the pots and pans.
Oh, I don't like the pots and pans. It's too much work. I like doing the dishes. I hate, unloading the dishwasher is another one, just like my dryer. I just work out of the dishwasher, and I'm like, all right, it's empty. Now I can put the stuff back in. Figgy, what's your claim to fame for household chores?
The one I like the most.
Yeah, what's the one like you feel proudest of? Like, hey, I'm actually good at this chore.
Washing the dishes for the most part. But I get a little frustrated because my wife is, you know, she's a big time cook.
Yeah.
And she make a whole big mess cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she be like, hey, can you do the dishes? I'm like, man, I got to blow this up. I got to blow the whole kitchen up. Pretty much. It's a hot mess.
I won't. I do, but I don't like it. Vacuuming, sweeping, dusting. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Just like
I think mopping for me.
Yeah, mopping. Those. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, I call it cleaning later for that one.
Yeah, I don't like mopping or sweeping. Sweeping, I always feel like I just have to keep doing it. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, and then it's worse when you got a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And
my gosh.
And then I'm
that
hair this
goes
leaf?
Everywhere.
Yeah, or what is this leaf in here? I just a random
a
branch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Yep. That'll do it.
The worst is, speaking of having a dog, when you sweeping and you got the little pile right there, and he just come run right through the pile.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bro, you ain't just see this pile of trash right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he thought it was to play with.
713 says, OG is OCD. I've been called that before. I have been called
like
that before.
I have some OCD tendencies, but not when it comes to dishes and laundry, evidently. Mm-hmm. I like this text earlier from the 620 that said, what is happening? Just tuned in to hear John's stained pillow and his relationship with it. Yeah, for some, that might have just jumped in the conversation in the middle. Could have sounded a little awkward.
Mm-hmm. 20 years, man.
20 years, man. Gone too soon.
What were you doing 20 years ago? 713-572-460.
There you go.
Gone
good
too
question.
Soon.
Yeah, what were you doing 20 years ago? Let us know. John had just purchased a new pillow that just left him, unfortunately.
I just realized I was still working at the Chronicle.
Man.
You wasn't even working here.
I wasn't even here.
Oh, yeah, that pillow lasted longer than a whole, like, you know, career.
A career.
Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, unfortunately, we lost a legend in the baseball world, and that will prompt us to get to the top rants when we come back. But before we do that, I do want to mention that in light of the devastating floods that have affected so many lives in the Hill Country, we're doing what we can to support. And so with so many wonderful organizations setting up donation drives, the best way we can help is to just provide you with the information on those outlets so then you can hopefully help our Texas neighbors. So all you have to do is text FLOOD, F-L-O-O-D, to 20357. Text FLOOD to 20357 for a list of all the ways that you can help in the flood relief efforts for Kerr County. And, of course, we will continue to get that information out to you and also remind you about tonight's event over at No Label Brewing with Jesse Watt and Mix 96.5. It goes on till midnight. They have all sorts of great raffle items as well. We talked to Jesse earlier about it. And $1 from every beer sold will go directly to flood relief. So check that out tonight if you got nothing else going on. No Label Brewing and Katy. $1 from every beer sold will go directly to flood relief. So you can have a good time and help out in the process. When we come back, top rants in sports, and we'll tell you why we're doing it next on In the Loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.